Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes?
Yeah! My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of ministry. Hey. He said, I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher.
A little higher, God.
Come on up a little higher. Higher. Worship means nothing without a yes.
Yeah.
Without obedience, it means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're really going to tell God yes, come on. Mm-hmm. Make it personal, lift your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the Lord yes. Mm-hmm. Soul says mm-hmm. yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do what you want me to do, Jesus. I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Jesus. I'll do it, Jesus. I'll do it, Jesus. I might have to give up some relationships, but my soul says yes. I might have to give up some things that I hold dear to me, but my soul says yes. You mean everything to me, Jesus. You're the first and foremost in my life.
My soul says yes.
soul answering prayer.
Will your heart and soul,
your heart and your soul,
say yes.
That's a three. And say yes. Not your mind and your mouth, but heart.
Will your spirit say
yes.
More that I require of you. So let your heart and soul.
Yes, God. Let our heart and our soul say yes on this evening. Your heart and your soul, press past your mind. Press past your feeling. Press past situations and circumstance. Press past what your eyes can even see. And let it come from down in your soul. Sometimes you just have to, songs like that, you just have to close your eyes and lose yourself in those type of songs, because if you even let your eyes see the things around you, it can hinder your yes. And just let your soul begin to speak to God. Let your soul begin to minister to even your own self and give God a yes on this evening. Good evening, family. This is Pastor V. I am so glad to be with you guys again on this evening. It seems like this month was a long month before I came back before you guys, and been missing you guys as well because my hours changed at work. So I'm not able to be on the 11 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday broadcast. And then in the evening, I'm doing my running around, and sometimes I'm able to catch the evening broadcast. But please know, family, I love you all. I'm praying for you all. I'm still here with you guys, supporting you in the ministry and everything that you guys are doing. So whatever you do, don't stop. Keep going. There's somebody way up in the north snowed in that loves you guys and are praying for you guys. So again, I'm so happy to be with you on this evening. I'm also so blessed to let you know that the event that I had on March 2nd, which was my book release and my birthday at the same time, which was a huge success. I mean, beyond. All I heard that morning was God speaking, said, is greater than you. And I heard that because I was so nervous in my spirit. And I heard God said, it's greater than you. And by the end of that seminar, they were asking already for me to do another one. So I have another one coming out hopefully within the next 2 months. We're going to try to put it together. Another seminar for women to empower them. We had some men there, and the men also spoke. So this one is going to probably include a little bit of women and men. And my mission right now is just to set people free. Set people free in their mind, they harden from their past and things like that. So I'm so ready to empower you also on this evening with the message that God has given me. Also, too, I thank Pastor E for blessing people with the book. I pray that whomever he has blessed with that has gotten empowered from that. So I thank him also for that. But let us begin with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this evening. God, I ask, Lord, that you begin to settle our hearts and our minds from the day that we've had, Lord, that whether we were at work, whether we were at school, whether we were at play, or whether we had errands to run. God, now this is a time that we rest our minds and our hearts in your hands, God, and we humble ourselves before you, O God, that we can hear a word from you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit, quiet the spirit right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Let there be no distractions to the left or to the right. But God, again, we want to be in your presence whenever there is a word that is being taught or being brought, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, again, we thank you and praise you for everyone that is on this broadcast. Lord, I ask that you touch the minds and the hearts of your people, oh God, that they open and receive from you, oh God, and that the seed that is planted, God, will begin to grow, God, and manifest and produce in their life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, again, family, my mission that God has me on this year that he spoke again on last year and the last couple broadcasts is about taking charge of your own journey. And again, taking charge of your own journey was something that God had to begin to reveal to me in December and saying, you know, too many times what we do as his people is we just do things by happenstance. We have a great determination, but then we don't know how to execute his plan and his will for our life. And so last month we talked about letting go of the victim mentality. And again, taking charge of your own journey is about reaching your purpose, reaching your final destination, not your final destination, but your destiny in God. We have it. You know what it is. It's down on the inside of you. You know what God wants to complete that work in you. And we get motivated and we get excited and we start off, but somehow we just allow it to not, to just go by the wayside. We don't stay focused in those things when it comes to us trying to, we work so much for other people, myself. That's what God showed me. You work so much for other people. You do so much for other people. Yes, part of your purpose is tied for people, but I have a purpose for you specifically, Valor. There is something that I'm trying to do in you, and you have to get focused on those things that I told you I need you to do and not so much for other people. So, again, that's not being selfish. So I definitely want to tell somebody right now that think that that's being selfish. No, it's not, because individually we have a purpose and a plan. Individually, God is trying to manifest that purpose and plan in us individually. Yes, we are connected to one another and we support one another, but there is something that you need to do that only through God that you can do it, and I need you to be ready to take. Like when Jesus, whenever he went, or when he went around, he was always in control of situations, people, and his surroundings. So hear me, when you look at Jesus and his ministry, he always stayed in control of those things, because remember, his final destiny, his purpose was the cross. So he wasn't going to let anything distract him for him manifesting his purpose. And when, or if he was not being accepted, or people were talking about him, or the minds weren't open or ready for what it is he had to say, what did Jesus do? He didn't stick around, y'all. And too many times I even found in myself that when I stick around sometimes too long trying to get that thing to work or make that thing work or make people understand, when God said, listen, I need you to release that. Again, there's one who plants, one water, and God who gives the increase. You're trying to do the planting, the water, the increase, the digging, the this and that. No, Valoris, just do what you need to do and then move on. Remember, Jesus gave them the word, and then he moved on. He didn't stick around to see what the word was going to do. He trusts God, because it was the word of God that it was going to do what it needed to do. So he got up. He kept on his journey to reach his final destination, which was the cross. Jesus encountered many people that talked about him, lied on him, and even tried to kill him, but it did not stop him. So my question to you is, what keeps stopping you? Seriously, what keeps stopping you? You know what that purpose is. You know what your destiny is. What keeps stopping you? Because again, Jesus didn't let nothing stop him. He didn't even let his own friends, his disciples, the ones that were closest to him, stop him. What keeps stopping you? Just think about that for a moment. We claim that we are like Jesus. We have the power and strength through Jesus to do anything, but we will not finish what we started. Why is that? Why is it that, again, you start in your own power and your own strength, but you keep saying that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me? So if you can do all things through Christ, then through Christ you can start it and you can finish it. What hinders you on that, from that start to not make it to that finish? We will not stay focused to see the manifestation. Where is your strength in Jesus? So I hope you're ready for me today, because I need us to get started today. I need us to even pass getting started. Okay, everybody, you know, when we line, you know, just like a race, they line up at the starting line, right? I need everybody on the starting line right now, okay? Because by the end of this message, I need us to be ready to go. And again, it's not about winning the race. It's not about how fast you go. It's I need you to start going. Some of y'all might walk. Some might jog. Some might run, but don't run and get out of breath. But however you get there, I need you to get there. I need you to stop just standing at the start line. I need us to start moving on today, okay? So I hope you're ready, and we're taking off today on this journey. I think we all understand that in order for this journey or any journey, let's just take a look at it for a minute, okay? So let me just slow down for a minute. You can't just get in a car and leave from California to Milwaukee or Milwaukee to Texas or California all the way to New York without having a plan. We understand if you just go outside right now, get in your car and say, I'm finna drive across the country and you don't have a plan, you definitely are not gonna make it. You know you're not gonna make it because you didn't plan for gas, you didn't plan for your stops, you didn't plan for stays, you know, where you was gonna sleep, you didn't plan for any of that. So we understand that there has to be a plan. And I'm serious this year about us trying to get to where we're going. The past is over. Leave it there. What is ever behind you is behind you. There's such a greater future in front of you that I need you to get there. Okay, so what? You've been divorced. I need you to get there. So what? You was a teenage mother or you got 5 or 6 kids. I still need you to get there. So what? You lost your job. I still need you to get there. None of those type of things determine your future. Paul said it in Philippians 3:13. Brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Forgetting them. Forget it. Goodbye. Bye. Got to go bye. See you later. Bye. Bye-bye. Lullaby. Whatever you got to do, bye. And press forward towards the things that are before you. You got to press towards those things, okay? So I had to learn for myself. I really wanted to see a brighter future for myself. I wanted to keep going around and around and around in circles around the same mulberry bush. I'm like, no, there's more to my life than this. Why do I keep going in circles? I had to let go of my past that was clouding my vision. Because remember, your past can only take you in the same circle of the past. Your past doesn't know the future. How can your past take you forward when all it knows is what was behind it? So if you stay in the past, you're going to keep circling in the past. Are you hearing me? So I kept wondering to myself, when is the sun ever going to shine in my life again? Has anybody asked a question like, it's just been cloudy, it's just been dreary, issue after issue, situation after situation, when is the sun ever going to shine in my life again? And it was like I had a dark cloud over my life for year after year after year. And one day I had to realize that, you know, just like, you know, if you had, you know, a balloon that's full of helium and you got to hold it by the string in order for it to, or if you let it go, of course, it's going to go up in the air. But you got to hold it by the string in order to get it to where you're trying to go. Well, guess what? I had a cloud of my past just like that, holding it over my life, taking it everywhere I went, instead of just letting it go and let it float off. Can you see that? You have a cloud of your past that you have by a string that you're holding over your own head, and you won't let it go. I promise you, if you just open your hand right now, open your hand, open, let it go, it's going to just float away by itself. Have you seen a balloon that goes up and it just, and the wind just takes it and carry it off? You don't even see it no more. It's so far gone and gone and gone and gone. You'll never see it again. That's how you have to let go of your past. Stop holding it over your own head. It seems like every time that I was ready to take control of my life, I would get in the car. And remember, when I started, I talked about the car. C mean commitment. A mean accountability. And R means resilience. That's that bounce back. And every time I would get in the car, I would rededicate myself to God. I would recommit myself to God, and I would confess everything to God. And then I would become accountable, and I would get it together, and I would get my focus together, put my mind in order, and then I would get my bounce back, you know, together, and I would let this go and let that go and get everything back in order. And as soon as I would get in the car and I was ready to go, both hands on the steering wheel, it seems like then all of a sudden I'll just turn off the car. And I would get back out the car and go back in the house and start moping again. And because as soon as I got in the car and I was so ready to go, I started beginning to question myself. Is this really what God wants? Is he really calling me to do this? Is this, am I sure I heard from God? Oh, I could cry right now. Lord Jesus, I did that so much to in my life, y'all. So many times I questioned God. I knew it. I felt it. I heard it, even confirmed by preachers and prophets and every people that didn't know me and would just come up and say, man, who are you? You got the anointing of God in you. God is calling you to great do great things. They would confirm it after confirm it, and I would hear it and read it after read it, and I still would get in my car and begin to question. Start thinking, maybe I'm thinking too big, you know, because, again, when you're around small thinkers and then you start thinking big, then you start thinking, oh, I think I may be thinking too big. You know, maybe they're going to start thinking I'm all that, and she thinks she all that, or this, that, and the other. Maybe I'm thinking too big because I done told myself, you know, and I done heard from God and seen visions that I'm going to be speaking to thousands of women one day. And I'm like, maybe that's too big. Maybe that's saying too much. Then maybe what if I try and I fail again? I remember starting off before and it didn't work and I failed. Maybe, no, I'll just go back in the house. I'll just turn off the car and I'll just go back in the house because I don't want to fail again. Or maybe, you know, maybe, okay, I got it. Maybe if I get in my car, and what if all of a sudden my mind and my emotions halfway there begin to break down? Who's going to come and rescue me? How am I going to get back to my safety zone and my safety net and my comfort area? No, I better not go. I better not go. How many of y'all have ever felt like that? You sit and you watch everyone else do what you always wanted to do. Or you sit and watch everyone else do what you know you called to do. Daydream about this. You imagine you got it all painted so well in your head of what God has spoken to you. And then you don't want to do nothing with it. You don't want to get in the car and start driving. The one thing that I found out, y'all, the one thing that finally hit me is that, Valoris, you got it up in your head. You don't have it in your heart. Because, see, in your head, again, is where the devil plays with you. So you got all these visions and dreams in your head, but you don't have it in your heart. See, because in order for it to get to the heart, you got to truly believe that thing. You got to believe and stand sure that God has spoken. And that even if starting out in the name of Jesus Christ, that this is God, he has got you and he's not going to let you fail. So you, Valoris, it's in your head because you keep thinking, what if you? What if I? What will happen if? That's not in your heart yet. Because in your heart, I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me really will get you going. In your heart, you will have the drive, you will have the focus, you will have the plan, you will have the unstoppable thinking if it was really in your heart. And I said, wow, God, how do I thought I had it in my heart. He said, no, because if you had it in your heart, you would be already gone by now. You still sitting here. It ain't in your heart, babe. It's in your head. Okay, God, I'm ready to get started. I came across this quote. I can't really pronounce his name. His name, I think, is Antonio de Saint Eurix. It's EXUPERY. And the quote says this. It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. Let me say that again. It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. And what he's saying is the essential things in life are seen not with the eyes, but with the heart. The things of God are never seen with the eyes,
but only with the heart. So if you want to see rightly, if you want to understand rightly, if you want to know that you know that you know, baby, you got to see with your heart. If you are one of those that do not know your purpose or what you are to be doing in life, I challenge you to right now look in your heart. Only there will you find the true answers of God in your heart. There, it began to filter a lot of things when I began to get it in my heart. Because, you know, you got people that will say things or people that will tell you what they believe you should be doing. Because, again, they'll try to come in the name of God. They'll try to come in the name of Jesus and tell you that this is what you should be doing and I see this on you and all this other stuff and whatever. And remember, that's what your eyes and your head. But when I got it in my heart, it began to filter and God began to reveal, that's not where I want you to go. See, that's where man wants you to go because man wants you trapped. Man wants you at only a level that they, you know, feel that you should obtain because they don't want you any higher than them. Man wants you there where, you know, they're reachable and they can keep their eye on you. They don't want you to succeed. They don't want you to, you know, to advance more than them. See, you gotta filter that because I have greater dreams for you. I have bigger dreams for you. So in my heart, a lot of stuff began to get filtered. And remember, with God, all things are possible. I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. That's Philippians 1 and 6. I'm sure now. Oh, my Jesus, I'm sure. I need you to be sure, too. I need you to be sure, not in you, in God. I had to get it in my heart, and I had to make a plan. Not no quick plan, a well-thought-out plan. Leaving room always for God to guide me. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways are your ways. Neither are your ways my way, declares the Lord. You always got to make room for God. And so again, and it was interesting because I was talking to them and I said, you know, all of a sudden this phase and this bandwagon thing came out of the vision board party and wine and vision board party and soda pop and vision board party and all that. Vision board and you know, bring your cutout and bring your pictures and, you know, cut out your pictures and this and we're gonna post all these pictures to a board and you're gonna put it up in somewhere in your room and there you're gonna look at it and obtain your dreams. That's called a picture plan. That is not a thought out plan. Because them pictures can't get me nowhere. I need a plan. Okay, so yeah, I got a house on the board. I got a picture of a house on a vision board, but I need a plan, a thought out plan, how I'm gonna get the house. Remember, I gotta check my credit. I got to save some money in the bank. I got to have my down payment, my closing costs first. Then I got to find a realtor. Then I got to look for a house. There. You understand what I'm saying? There's a plan. You just can't have pictures. You got to have a plan. So when I finally sat down and said, okay, God, I need a plan for this. What do I do? Okay? So what I want today is to take the word can't off the table. I love that picture that they had where they had the word can't. And the T was broken off, and Jesus was carrying it as his cross. Can y'all picture that? Take the T. Jesus took the T as his cross and carried it away and left you can. C-A-N. You can do it. Let me encourage you. I wasn't going to be long tonight. Let me encourage you a little bit as I close. Okay? And Peter, check this out. This is how God broke it down to me. Peter was walking on the water. Remember, they got in the boat. Jesus said, get in the boat, go to the other side. I'll meet you on the other side. Hear what I say. They had a starting point to get in the boat. Jesus said, I'll meet you on the other side. There was a destination that they were getting to or going to. Peter got out the boat, walked on the water. Lost focus, cried for help, and still made it to his destination, which was the other side. Peter got out the boat, began to lose focus, cried out to help, and still made it to the other side. Okay? Paul, remember Paul, was bit by a snake, shook off the snake, still lived, and made it to preach in the next city. One more. Joseph was betrayed by his family, put in jail, and still made it to his destination of the palace. What are you trying to say, Pastor V? You may have grown up without a father and cried many a days about it, but that ain't going to stop you from reaching the other side. You may have been divorced many times, asked for forgiveness, and keep heading towards your destination. You may be sick in your body. I need you to believe for your healing, take up your bed, and begin to walk to your destination. You may be financially on hard times. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give you. I give you Jesus. Now get back on your path and make it to your final destination. You may be mentally, emotionally struggling, but Hebrews 12:1 says, wherefore, seeing we have compassed about a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. It's telling you there, you got great support in heaven. You have a great cloud of witnesses that is cheering you on for you to keep going, keep striving, keep pushing. Don't stop. Walk, crawl, run, cry out to God for help. Whatever you do, we got to make it this year, y'all. Somebody is depending upon you. I don't care if it's one somebody depending upon you to make it, so then therefore you can help them make it. You got to do it. It could be one. It could be 100. It could be 1,000. The kingdom is suffering because we're becoming weak. The kingdom is suffering because we're becoming selfish. We're becoming, oh, I can't, I don't want to, I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I'm broken, I'm emotional. He did this and she did that, and they took my ball, and they went. We become weak, ooh, weak, weak, weak. And therefore, you just sit in your house, and you mope and you cry. And you watch everyone else succeed when you know it should be you. My motto is this year, when I eat, we all eating. It's not just about me. I make it, you make it together. I am not a jealous person of anybody making it before me. As long as I keep moving, I know I'm going to make it there too. Hey, hello, somebody. Because these old knees is kind of, you know, a little bad. I can't walk as fast as some of you young people. You young people need to take it over anyway. Go on and go. I'll meet you there. I always say the best leader is one that don't lead on the top. They lead in the middle. They reach down and help somebody else, pull them over them, and watch them go up. And stay in the middle in case they come falling down to push them back up. Glory to God. I'll get there. But I need you to get there. I need you to purpose in your mind and your heart today. I need you to dial 1 right now. If you have any questions or comments about this message, if you have anything that you want to say, if you need prayer for strength, because we're going to need it. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Oh, Jesus, no. Let me see. This is March. Yeah, I had a restart already, and it's March. God gave it to me in December. I was headed. I released the book by February 27th. I was already on a restart. That's all right. I restarted, and I'm going to keep on going. Cried just like Peter. Lost focus for a minute. Cried out to God. I'm back in the boat. Let's go to the other side. So dial 1 right now. I pray The last scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future, not a past. God only has plans for your future. He can care less about the past. I need you to care less about it too. And he has those plans for you. So now you need to get in your heart and say, God, since you have the plan, show me the plan. Give me the well-thought-out plan that I can write it down and begin step one. You might be on step one for a couple months. I don't care. Step two. You might be on step two for maybe about a year. Who cares? Stay with God's plan. Amen, family? So, again, dial one. If you have any questions or comments that you would like to speak on about this message, I definitely pray that you were blessed on this evening. I got my headset off. 1 second. So just remember, stay focused. Stay on the plan. Stay with God. That's your first and foremost. Stay with God. Yes, I'm talking natural, but I'm also talking spiritual, because whatever it is you're trying to obtain naturally, remember, you also have to do the same thing spiritually. We sit there, and just like, you know, a bride that makes plans for a wedding, oh, she starts a whole 12 years in advance planning her wedding down to every last detail, wanting it to be perfect. We put so much time and effort into those type of plans, but we don't do that spiritually. Come on, y'all. We got to do better. Amen. So dial one. Come on, join in on the conversation. Good evening, Pastor E. I thought he was there.
Good evening, woman of God. I had to mute some stuff because it was bouncing back. But how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am excellent. I cannot complain. I'll tell you one thing is, you know, I love the positioning you took, but not to discredit your middle position, but I didn't learn to took the bottom position. Lord, please walk on me. Lord, please use me as a board across dirt, whatever it is that you need to get across mud. I just want to be down low. That's the elevation that I realize that through God that I can achieve by submitting to him is, and that's not to disgrade that middle, because see, we need middle people too, to catch them from the ones that from the bottom. But I just want to be on the bottom. I want to be as low as I can go and be available as I can and support people that have been left behind. It's time to pick those up that have been lost. It's time to pick those up that have been forgotten. Yeah. It's time to encourage those that have been discouraged, and let us all know that we all have a right to the tree.
Yes.
And not just any tree, Pastor V, the tree of life, my God.
Amen. Amen. You are so right.
Don't stop me preaching. Y'all better, if you want to get on the call, you better call now, because I got a word to share, especially on Jeremiah 29:11. We know that scripture very, very clearly, but I like to go back up to 10, because we're really and truly go back and read the whole chapter. But in 10, it says, "For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon." I like the word completed, Pastor, because it tells us that we have to complete some things.
Yeah.
And no matter what it is, 7 times 70 times 7 or whatever it is you have to endure, you know you have to complete your task in Babylon. What's Babylon? What I used to be, what I used to do.
You
have to endure it, and that means resisting. Enduring doesn't mean you fall account to again. Enduring means you go through the same situation you did when you were in the world, but now you react not of the world, but out of the world spiritually. But I love this part in 12. It says, "Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen. Most of us get it mixed up that when we pray to God, he's supposed to answer. No, he listens. So when he listens, then it says in verse 13, it says, and you will seek me and find me when you search me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity.
Right.
Enough said right there. If you're
like
in bondage, all you have to learn is the processes to know that God is available for you today to go to the next level, to say enough is enough, and to say, I will be a child of God. Now, as a child, I can operate and exercise my authority by being a child of the King.
Right. And you don't want God to stop listening. You don't want God to stop listening to you because you have not completed what you need to complete. You know what I'm saying? That's just like a parent. If I told you to do something, I have nothing else to say until I see that that is done.
Yes.
And you got to remember, you don't want God to be like, I don't already told you. There's nothing else for me to say. I'm waiting for you to complete the thing I told you to complete before I can even give you the next part. You want to hear from me. You didn't already heard from me.
Yes, so, my God.
Yeah. So.
Well, no, we have others out there that want to get in this conversation. Please dial 1, come into Women Speak Now with Pastor Valoris Brooks, the mighty woman of God. I'm telling you, this word is fire.
Yeah, we got to do it.
Area code
858,
last 4, 2359. You're live on Women Speak Now with Pastor Valoris.
Yes, good. Great evening to both of you, Pastor E and Pastor V. Hey, that rhyme, don't it? Hey, I just want to say, oh, man, I'm doing great, man. You know, I'm well. I just want to say, hey, sister, I'm glad you alive and well in the spirit. And I'm glad you got the passion. You can hear it and you can feel it. You know, like you were saying, folks just be saying stuff, but they don't really do it. They don't really feel it. You know, like a song can sound good, but it don't feel good. You know what I'm saying? So when I listened to you, you felt good because I know you're serious and you can feel that passion jumping off this phone. So I just want to say thank you. And that's it, you know. Hey. Both
bless
I continue
you.
To be with us all. You know what I mean? Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Bless you. And praying God the strength for you to continue on your journey to reach your final destination as well. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Bless you, Minister Ali.
You know, it's when being on this journey, Pastor E, me and you had talked about it once upon a time, and I'm good at talking about it now, is that God has called me to start a ministry. And I really was kind of fighting God on that because, again, you have still have so many people that are not accepting of women pastors. I have so many questions like, why me? You know, like I'm
especially
still
up there.
Trying to. Right, like I'm still trying to get it together and this, that, and the other. And what is my leader going to say or think or feel or, you know, all this other stuff. And then after a while, I had got it so down in my heart, I'm like, it's time to go. I got to go because people need the teaching. There's preaching, yes, and I love preaching, but we can't forget about the teacher, and I'm a teacher. And God has already showed me you're just going to have a little small church with some few people, and it's going to be a teaching center. Yes, every now and then you might have a good preaching word and this thing, but I need you to teach the people because they need to learn to start thinking their way through. I was like, wow.
Yes.
Okay. Whatever you want, God, let's do it.
Let's do it.
So I had to get it in my heart. Yeah, I had to get it in my heart because all up in my mind, I was like, no, I don't think I'm ready. I've been looking for the building now. I've been driving around. I've been waiting for God to open the door, you know, and things like that.
He will provide.
It's in my heart now. He will.
Yes, he will. And I'm telling you that it's about trusting you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't doubt. Don't fear. We have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and sound mind. Enough said. Minister Terry, welcome to Women Speak Now.
Good evening, my beautiful family. Pastor
Good
Rillo.
Evening.
Good evening, Pastor E, and all the listeners. I tell you, yes, this word is fire. I tell you, my God, you've been preaching and teaching tonight. And I was over here, and I just love what you said. Stay with God's plan. It says, you said if you're on level one in his plan, stick to that until he tells you to move.
Mm-hmm.
And
That's right.
I love what you said, too. I love what you said, the past. Anything in your past that's holding you back, you got to let it go like that balloon. You said that balloon just disappears and goes and leaves. Ooh, this word, I tell you, this has been fire. I'm over here just trying to
real.
Take notes, taking notes and everything, because I said, ooh, she put it down tonight. This is fire. But I thank God because I can go back and listen to the archives and listen to it over and over a bit. I love what you said. It has to be within your heart. And
yeah.
If it doesn't get within your heart, it's not there. So
my God.
Bless you. I tell you, I love you, and I appreciate you for this word tonight, Pastor V. Mm. God bless you. You keep preaching and teaching because that's what you're doing. Amen.
Amen.
I love you guys. God bless
love
your
you
family.
Hey, go ahead and tell her, Minister Terry, that California
yes.
is waiting on her.
Yes, we are. You
California
know,
is scared of Wisconsin.
But you know, like,
California is not scared of Wisconsin.
Yes, she said, you know, like with everything, we got to have a plan, you know, and that's the thing,
yeah.
Everything. And I love your analogy of that car. Ooh, commitment, accountability, and resilience. And I love what you said when you kept going in the car and kept leaving off the car. My God. I tell you, I got to go back on the archives on this because this word is it's fire tonight. I love you, sister.
Yes.
God bless you.
Love you, too. Love you.
Amen.
Thank
bless
you.
Bless you, too, Minister
You're
Chair.
Welcome. Amen.
I'm going to tell off Pastor E because I had inboxed Minister Terry, and I told her, I said, I'm trying to get to California.
I said I want to try to surprise him,
but I had got sick again, and so I couldn't make it. So that's how deep the plan was. I had inboxed her. She took a long time to respond back, but that's all right. But I had a plan.
You had to text me because sometimes I miss that inbox. So accept my apology, but you might have to text me next time.
Okay.
Amen.
If you want to connect, you better connect with Minister Terry. Get her number. She knows the whole 411.
Yeah,
I know.
You know what, too, and I want to wish you a happy belated birthday, Mark.
A belated happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
I just had the big 6-0 on the 9th, so I praise God and thank Him.
Happy birthday to you. Every day. That's what you're supposed to start singing. Happy birthday to you.
Yes, sir.
When you get song Happy Birthday, you're caught by Pastor
Love you guys.
E. That's a special treat.
Love you guys too, family. Amen.
All right, amen. Amen.
God bless.
Amen. God bless. Area code 470, last 0433. You're live on Women Speak Now. Have you heard?
Hey, man, God bless you all. God bless you all. Pastor V, Pastor E, God bless you. This is your brother from Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. I was listening to the last part you said, Pastor V, when you're talking about instruction. Well, you're really pretty much saying instruction. We want to do this and we want to do that, but we have not even completed the last thing that God has told us to do. So how can God move you from one place to the next place when you got an incomplete on your report card?
Ooh,
there are so many believers, there are so many people who in Christendom have incompletes on their report card because they think within their mindset, I'm done with this task here. Well, who told you we're done? Did God tell you you were finished with this? Or did you put it up in your mindset to say, well, this is too heavy for me, so it's time for me to move on. That's just like people who are church hoppers.
Wait a minute, get off of here. Wait a minute, this is not the prophet's closet. Wait a minute, hold on. You're going too deep, okay.
Let's go for it.
Prophet Dwayne, no, please. I had to kick in on that because that's profound wisdom.
Yeah.
How we honor things. And, you know, and I'm going to let you complete this because, but when you get a new assignment, doesn't mean you got to leave the one you're in.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. And I can testify
to that. I had to say that. Oh, my Jesus.
Because even still, and I'm going to let Prophet Dwayne finish, even still in me moving from the ministry that I've been in for the last 10 years, I still am letting my bishop know if you need me, when you need me, I'm still available. I'm not disconnecting. I'm growing the kingdom. I'm branching out from you to help grow the kingdom. Because so many people want to get over in their own ministry and then cut where they came from off. No.
Oh, no.
My assignment with you is gone as far as it can go, but God still has things for me to do there, but he needs me to move on to start building this over here. So I'm glad that you said that. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Pastor
Dwayne, you know that I've just been given an opportunity to pastor a church.
Exactly.
But I'm also a part of a ministry able to pastor people.
Exactly.
But God worked out the timing. My service is at 9 a.m. I'm still going to be in Hill City serving just like if I didn't have a church to pastor.
Amen. Come on, Pastor.
But most people be given a church or given an opportunity. They say, I'm done with everything else. No, your assignment does not end just because you're getting an overload.
That's right.
Now, Prophet Dwayne, the floor is back. It's back to you.
Amen. And you know, Pastor E, I heard you on the other day at the church speaking. You know, thank you for sending that link. But you said something that was so powerful. You said that Pastor Diedrich is always going to be a man that I sit up under. I don't care where I go. You don't care where I go, even though my ministry takes me over here. This is still my church home. This is my pastor. And then he gave homage to the first lady, you know. So you were letting people know that even though, and even you, Pastor V, even though that I'm moving on into the direction where God wants me to move on, I am not disconnecting myself. You know, Jesus had said something. He said, I am the true vine, and my father is the true vine.
Mm-hmm. My God.
You know, but he was saying that he's connected. He is connected. He ain't leaving the Father. He told the people, he said, Father, you know, make them one as me and you are one.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, but I want to say something to you, Pastor V, because you said something. You said, God, you know, I still need some work to be done on me. Let me say something to you, woman of God, because when Jesus went to the disciples didn't have it all together. Matter of fact, they didn't know much. He came into their life just in the time where they needed to be taught things that they didn't know nothing of. Oh, come on, talk to me up in here.
Come on, Jesus.
So God can use you right where you at because of what you have for the people.
See,
God loves a person who hard is for the people.
Yeah.
Amen. It ain't what you know, it's who you know, and how he downloads it into you to give to the people.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Amen. Thank you, God.
God can work all that other stuff out. You know, he can work all that other stuff out. All he's just telling you is just to go. Go.
I know.
And no, we
don't
got
be timid.
You.
And yeah, we got you. But for all you other folks out there who got these incomplete report cards, and then you got an eye on your report card, you need to go back to that class and finish the class back over again. Because you ain't
all I say is put the brakes on. Put the brakes on. Right. Stop where you are.
Right.
Don't beat yourself up. Don't get hard on yourself. But just repent and say, start over. I need a restart. I need a redirection. I need a refocus. And God can do it.
Because my incomplete was in people skills.
Yes, yes. But see, you know, learning how to support one another, I have to tell you this, is building whatever God has you to build. The name of is people, not building, not church, not you, but building people.
That's
when you build people, you tell them how to lift up Jesus. And he says, if I'm lifted up, he'll draw how many? All men unto him. Well, this is, you know, hearing announcements like this, this is when us as brothers and sisters need to say, you know what? I'm going to covenant with you. I know you got a covering, but I'm in Atlanta. I'm in California. I'm in Texas. I'm in Georgia.
Right.
I'm in wherever. But we are going to covenant with you to make sure you don't fail, to make sure you don't be without, to make sure you're not alone.
That's right. Amen.
My God.
Amen.
I'm a glad for here, but Pastor E, this is for you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to do it. But for all the people that you have teaching on the Now Network, there's got to be a conference for this. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know when you're going to do it. But there's a conference that is in your belly for all the teachers to come to a designated area.
Oh, my God. You are the one, Prophet Dwayne, who has spoke to my spirit of agreement, because I have been bubbling deep, deep in my spirit.
Yes.
You know how we do the crossover revival?
Yes.
No, I'm talking about a network revival that we bring all of us together, the old, the new, and the ones that come, and we do something dynamic.
Come on now. I'm going to start saving my coins now.
I know y'all all want to come to Cali.
We can make it central location. It don't matter. Yes.
I'm trying to make it easy for everybody. I'm going to get you to Cali, and y'all going to enjoy your time while you're here.
That's good. I'm coming. Listen, me and Prophet Dwayne, we'll meet on an airplane someplace, and we'll be there, because I felt that.
That's
real right there. That's real right there, because like I said,
whatever location is first, the next location is second. We got Atlanta, we got Wisconsin, we got Madison and Milwaukee together. We got to hit both of them, Pastor Dwayne, Pastor Valores. We got to do a Now Network tour. Y'all know I'm kicking off a revival this weekend called Fresh Fire.
Oh, okay. I got to try to get there.
This Sunday, I'm kicking off the tour, Fresh Fire. Let's keep it going. Let's keep Fresh Fire rolling out. Let's do it. Let's do some tag team preaching.
Amen.
Y'all scared of tents and dirt roads.
No, please love it. As I say, growing up in the Church of God in Christ, when I say the old mothers, when they used evangelists used to run revivals and they would sleep in their car. You understand what I'm saying? They would travel from place to place, sleeping in their car.
Oh my
Jesus. We know like you said, those are the good revivals, and that
Apostle Dwayne,
in my spirit.
Yes, sir.
Let me speak to you right now, truck driver.
Amen.
God is about to supply us with the equipment that we could drive around in a self-efficient operation, and however it comes together, we got a trailer that we put it all in, and we could go around the country, and we could deliver it. Product and preach the gospel.
Amen.
And preach the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
Let's partner. See, that's why we need partners. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We need partners with Prophet Dwayne to start a trucking company, a trucking industry that we can travel and do ministry wherever we want to, get paid for delivering product.
Amen.
Glory.
Y'all pray on that one. That's straight from heaven.
I always wanted to be a truck driver anyway. I really, truly did. So I'm a driver. I'm a driver.
Well, since we're talking about that, we need this next element. Prophet Dwayne also can help anyone fix their credit.
Yes, I can.
Oh, amen. A to the man.
When?
Amen. Now.
When?
Amen. Now.
Five, now.
Four,
now.
Three.
Now.
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 Prophet Dwayne can help anybody out there fix your credit. You may be the one buying the trucks. You may be the one buying the trailers. But get your credit together so you can partner with us and come on in. And this is not a – I love – Pastor Valora said, she said, when I get fed, you get fed. No, let's get – let's all eat.
Yeah. Amen. And guess what? It takes 6 months or less to get your credit fixed.
Amen.
What you know, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to put into it, hey man, come on, let's get it done. Let's get a life lock. We put life lock on your situation for the duration of you being in the program. There's a lot of things that we have to offer, and guess what? There's no contract, so you can end it or terminate it at any time.
All right.
Well, I'm going to tell you something that's about to launch here on the Now Network. And after Real Talk on Saturdays, we're going to have a networking broadcast. We want all businesses to come, Christian businesses. We need to support each other no matter where you are. I print anything.
Yeah.
If you went down the street and got some copies, I could have done it. I just got to ship it to you. You're going to get the same product, but you're going to get it with the anointing, and you are sowing into the kingdom of God that's
Amen.
On earth, not in
hey,
heaven. Heaven got it all. We need the kingdom on earth.
Because my next flyer, as soon as I get the place, we got to go see the place next week to see if we want to book it. That next flyer, I'm going with Pastor E, because that flyer he made for me for my last event was the bomb. That flyer went so around the world, as they say, and it did. I mean, it was just high quality. It just popped. So I loved it. And my next event is going to be even more because his hands is going to be on it. So, yes.
Well, I submitted my book today. Pastor Valores, I submitted my book today to get edited.
Yes.
All six chapters. Yes, I did today. I put it all together. I put it in line. I said I released it to somebody and said, "Okay, go ahead and do what you do."
Yay. Did you read my book?
I released it because of your motivation. Yes, I have. We'll talk about that offline. But anyway, off of your motivation to make things happen, God said, "If you sit around here, look how fast you helped her do the cover. Why are you waiting on you?"
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, it's out there now. It's already – when I get it back, I'm putting it out there. If I got to print it myself on paperback, we're going to make it happen. Thank you for your encouragement.
You're welcome. Papa Dwayne, you got to get a copy of my book.
The Now Experience has been a launch.
You know, and while you said that, I've been waiting on somebody because I wrote something about back in 2000. And the thing has just been festering in my spirit to finish it. And I sent it off to a publisher. They said, "Man, who came up with this?" And I said, "That's my writing." And they was like, "Well, man, all you need is some rewrites, and we'll print it off for you." You know,
mm-hmm.
But see, I didn't know what rewrites were. I didn't have the time.
Send it to Pastor V. Let her rewrite for you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And she can show you how to publish and get it on Amazon and everything else. She got all the keys, man, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and
see,
we got a network.
Yeah, we do. And the one thing is about the first book, what I tell people is don't look for it to be perfect. Just write you. Write your heart. Because sometimes publishers like that want to do rewrites in grammatical form and properness. No, I want people to hear my heart. Just how I wrote it. That's plain and simple.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? After a while, yes, when you got your bigger book and more study or whatever you want that. But if it's a book from your heart, just write from your heart. Get somebody to edit it, but not rewrite so much, you know. So I'll definitely take a look at you, take a look at it, and we can hook up on that. And I'm ready.
Barcodes, all that.
Also, Pastor E, I'm going to get with you about printing that shirt that I just sent you.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I've already seen the vision. I'm ready. We could print whatever. Anybody out there listening?
How you like it? How you like that shirt?
I told you, man. I love that, man. I love it, man. I love it. I want to put IMG on it. I want a partner. It's
Amen.
My gear.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, well, we're going to
yeah,
talk.
We're going to
make it happen.
Now, anybody else out there that has an idea, let me start your clothing line.
Mm-hmm.
I'll print it. I'll design it. I'll make it happen for you, and we can go there. How did this turn into Women Speak Now, into marketing?
Hey, Pastor E, I'm a citizen, and I'm going to go, Pastor E. I'm also trying to make that shirt into like a workout shirt that where I can work, I can use it at, to work out in with the type of material, that breathing material.
Bruh, I'm the one, okay?
Okay,
whatever
cool.
Whatever it
cool.
is
that's
that you're trying
to
do, I'm the plug.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And then you know how the ladies like to wear those stubs going
look,
to work
look,
out.
We're going
to
put them on the
Jesus
beach.
Only
we're
on
gonna
the
put
side.
Them, look, we're going to put them on the beach. We're going to put them in the workout room. We're going to put them on the stage. We're going to put them on the pulpit.
Right. Okay.
Yes,
I gotta be ready to model this shirt. Okay. Yes.
Pastor V, you're going to love this shirt. You're going to love this shirt. I'm telling you. You're going to love it.
It's off the chain. It is. But get your design together, I tell y'all. You listening? You ain't got to dial one. Just get at me and say, I want to do my own line. I am not trying to keep it all myself. There's enough people
That's
out
right.
there that need clothing that we can all eat. Let's all get
That's
a clothing
right.
line.
That's it. I got mine.
Man, I love
mine
you guys.
Talking.
I love how the spirit has moved
yeah.
tonight.
And that's how that's what this was all about. Because what again, reaching your destination, doing your purpose, doing your destiny. And like I said, we talking natural and spiritual. You got to have a thought out plan. You got to stay focused. So that's how this became a marketing thing. Because again, we have plans, we have ideas. God
yes.
has given us the creativity and the things to do. And guess what? Don't just leave it up in your mind. Get it in your heart. Because once it comes out your heart, then you pick up the phone and call Pastor E and say, that's me that you was talking about. I want to do this clothing
yep.
line. That's
yep.
what's in your
yep.
heart. As long as it's in your head, you ain't going to pick up the phone.
And don't be scared because you ain't got no money.
Head. That's right. Please don't.
Because, you know, God will show you how to start a business with no money. You just got to have a plan. You got to be focused to your plan and committed to the plan.
I wrote a book with no money for you.
Check it out, Pastor V. If you come through me to get your credit done, we get you the money. Come on.
Man, what you said, man. We got the credit. We got the publisher. We got the printer. Come on. We need some more covenant partners to join in. I've always believed of having a Christian conglomerate where everything you need is in one spot.
Walmart, like
you
Walmart.
Need credit? I'm sending you over, like.
That's right.
Like
Walmart. We the super
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's make it happen, y'all.
Amen. We can do
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Pastor B, go ahead and go. Nobody else is dial one, so go ahead and.
Okay.
And we went like an hour, and we went into this thing. This has been awesome. But go ahead and pray us out of here and let us know what's going on in your ministry. Prophet Dwayne, if you got anything you need to announce, do that first before we turn it back over to the host of the show. We want to always share your
Amen.
Businesses. When you get a chance to comment, yes, you're going to share the love of God, but share your business, share your hope, share your dream. This is what we're here for, is to support one another.
Amen. Yeah, I'm telling you, if,
credit,
if you all, for those who want your credit repair, all you got to do is get in contact with Pastor V. Pastor V will get in contact with me, issue me your number. It does not cost a lot. It doesn't cost a lot. We tackle every line on every credit bureau, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. So we take off foreclosures, medical bills, student loans, inquiries, anything that is on your credit that is negative, we take it off, and then we put positive
oh, we need
things
this.
On your credit to build you back up.
We need it.
Amen.
And then,
we can be owners.
Then Pastor E, there's also an opportunity to partner up with me. And while you're going through the process, so say if you got five people, that you bring in, I turn you on as an agent, and then I pay you $500, and then your session is free.
Oh, amen.
I love that word, F-R-E-E.
I know.
That is the biggest marketing word you could ever use, free.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Dwayne, for that. For me, right now, I have my newest book out called The Strength of a Woman. I'm so eager to hear what Pastor E has to say that offline, so I'm going to call him as soon as I get off. But The Strength of the Woman is now out, so you can find me on Facebook. I have copies here that I can mail to you, or I can just straight ship it from Amazon to you. So please get with me. It's a very short read, but it's a very, very powerful read. It is to empower not just women, but also men, because I had men at my event. So they understand how a woman go for her drive when she doesn't have an option to make things happen for her husband, her children, herself, her family, her purpose, how we just have a drive. So please see me. The book is $17. So I can definitely send you a copy of that. Also, too, I have coming up my next event, which is called, again, The Strength of a Woman, Lifting the Weight. And I have three dynamic speakers, including myself. We're going to be talking about lifting the weight of abuse, verbal, sexual, mental, emotional abuse. I myself will be talking about lifting the weight of addiction. So all the addictions that I went through, I want to talk to the women and the men about that. We need to lift those weights. And
then I have someone
talking about lifting the weights of the chains and the shackles of people that have you bound to them when you need to be letting them go. So it's going to be very motivational. It's going to be very powerful. So please stay connected to me for that information. The last thing that I have planned is a kind of play type thing called A Woman Named Free. I'm very excited about A Woman Named Free. So it's going to have different things where you're going to have singers, you're going to have poets, but everyone is going to talk about their what they became free from. But so it's going to be very, so I'm writing that as we speak now, getting that together. So I'm hoping that that will be something that I can travel with in the next upcoming year, along with my book signing as well. So I'm looking to come to, I don't charge anybody. If you want me to come preach, teach, do a seminar, motivate, whatever, I don't charge. Just get me there and feed me a hot dog. I'm good, because I'm all about empowering this year. Yeah. I don't. I'm not
one
to
preach
and
hot dog. No, we got to get you more than a hot dog. No. At least get some chicken, y'all. Come on now. We got to at least get some chicken. The chicken spreads. We can make that go. But I also want to just encourage everybody. We don't have to even talk lying about it, because what I was going to tell you is it wasn't the strength of a woman. It was just strength that I read out of the book that could go virtual anyway.
Yeah.
I found strength in a man. You know, I read and I was like, oh, wait a minute. She's talking about me.
Yeah.
And when I can get personal with something like that, it's not the title, it's the meat of what was being delivered. So we didn't even got to talk offline. I was going to give it to you one-on-one, but since you said it, let me tell him. I'm going to give everybody a way to get it for free. I got about four copies left. We gave it away at Hill City. We gave it away at the Revival. We got some copies for Houston. But I got about seven. If you come to E's Tees for You or P2B Ministries, I'll give it to you hand-to-hand, but you got to come in person.
Amen.
And find out the strength of you.
Amen. Amen. So,
and I'm excited. You did great. You did great because you motivated me to finish. When I finished your book, God said, see, now you know the strength of you is to get it out there. Don't be tripping it ain't long enough. Don't trip it that it's not enough pages. Don't trip, just put it out there.
That's right. Amen.
And I'm very confident. I am very confident right now that it's going to blow some folks away.
Amen.
The Now Experience. Oh, my God. Part one.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise
Lord.
You, God.
Yes,
thank you and praise you for the joy that's on our hearts right now, the smiles that are on our faces, oh God, in the name of Jesus,
Lord.
Because Your word comes and encourages us. It lifts us. It motivates us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, it offers to show us ourselves, but Lord, you do it so in love. And we thank you for that, oh God. We thank you for the visions and the plans and the ideas and all that you have given each and every person that is listening right now. God, I need you to show them, Father. Show them their plan for their life to reach their final destination. Begin to strengthen them, Lord. Help them to build their trust and their faith in you and get it out their head and put it in their heart, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So not only that they can eat, God, but other people that are connected to them can know who you are. See who you are through them, because our mission is to bring people to you and for them to say, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to do that thing that God has put in me? What must I do to see the success and brighter future in my life? And so, God, that is what our purpose is right now. As we connect, as we collaborate, as we begin to link up and do mighty things, oh God, for the kingdom, God, I need you to open up doors. I need you to make every crooked place straight, oh God. I need you, Father, to pay every bill. God, I need everything to come, Lord, and just let people pour into P2P ministry. And it's a Pastor E, oh God, so then those things that even Pastor Dwayne is doing or myself is doing or Minister Terry is doing, God, is made easy for the people to get your word, God, because it doesn't come with the price. You said come without price, and we don't want to charge people, God. We want to give it to them, but we want everybody to be blessed, oh God, in the mighty name
in
of Jesus.
Name
Lord,
of
I
Jesus.
Thank you and praise you. Until we all meet again, God, we give you the glory, the honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, he will.
K-Classic. Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb. The enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? Oh, yes, he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. I just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause they're always on time. Right. So when-